Gaundy and Maz Show.
As we celebrate today on December 1st, Christmas is officially upon us.
Okay, I've just had a brain snap.
Yeah?
No, wait. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? A brain snap. That's a bad one.
Depends what it is.
What's the opposite of a brain snap?
Brain
a good
fart.
Idea.
No, the brain fart is a brain snap.
Brain fart is like, my brain just broke. Brain snap is, I'm having a conniption.
What'd you have?
I think it was a good idea.
Yeah?
Anyway, we should adopt a scout elf for the show.
What's a stout elf?
A scout elf.
Oh, scout elf, sorry.
Yeah, elf on the shelf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Scout elf. So you know how we've got a family elf, Finn, who rocks up on the 1st of December, which is today.
Yep.
So Finn's in the house, literally in the house. We should get one for the studio so you can adopt an elf on the shelf, a scout elf. And then we could have an elf for the show that comes into the studio every day. Obviously, he or she will find a different spot to sit in the studio, go back to the North Pole every night, report on our behaviour and our performance on the show.
Yep.
See if we're on the naughty list or the nice list. What do you reckon?
I'll lock it in 100%.
Okay.
Do I have to do anything?
Approve the idea.
Approved. Do I have to do anything else?
Have you read the Elf on the Shelf story?
No. I know about it. I know kids go mad for it. And we've got some cute kids on the podcast today telling us about their little Elf on the Shelf friends.
My ovaries were in overdrive listening to these gorgeous little kids tell us about their little elves who have all arrived on December the 1st.
Yeah, they were loving it.
Okay, we're gonna adopt a scout elf. I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it now for the show.
I look forward to meeting the little guy or girl. I don't know.
I don't know yet.
Unisex.
No, they're not unisex. There's no gender fluid elves as far as I know.
Not yet. Yep.
We'll either get a little boy elf or a little girl elf. I'm not sure which one yet.
It'll be a surprise, like when you have a baby. You don't really know until it gets here.
Unless you get a scan at 14 weeks and they tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which you can do.
Yeah, on the 14th day of Christmas, we'll get a scan. Work out which one it is. All right, lock it in and wait till you hear these kids on the pod today. They're very cute. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's okay to celebrate now, guys.
You are allowed. And all the elves on the shelves are here to make sure that all the boys and girls stay on the nice list, but also I think to encourage a bit of Christmas cheer from December 1, which is today.
So kids would be waking up this morning to their elf on a shelf.
100%.
Back in the house.
They're back, guys.
They're back.
All right. They're going to watch you in an uncreepy way. 131060 is our number. If you have an elf that has rocked up at your house this morning, I'd love to hear from you. Our little house elf, our scout elf, Finn, rocked up to our house this morning, which is so good, so exciting. Ali and Liam have called through. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, have you got some elves at your house now?
Yep, we have two.
Okay, and what are their names?
Silver and Tinkles.
Silver and Tinkles. And where did you find Silver and Tinkles this morning when you woke up?
They were hanging upside down on a Christmas decoration.
Oh, that's wild. You got a ninja elf hanging upside down. That's crazy.
And what's some of the rules around your elves on the shelves there? Is there anything you can and can't do?
Don't touch them.
Don't touch them. And why don't we touch them?
That's it.
They might lose their magic.
You don't want your elf to lose its magic.
What happens if they lose their magic?
They can't fly back to the North Pole to tell Santa everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then they live with you forever.
Hey, Ali and Liam, good on you guys. And I love that you're well aware of the elf on the shelf rule. It's excellent work.
Is that the only rule? You can't touch.
Oh,
is there
I've
any others?
I've read the book 1,000 times and I can't remember. I think it's pretty much just don't touch the elf because the elf will lose its magic and we don't want that.
Well, Ella is 9 years old and joins us now. Morning, Ella.
Morning.
Hey, Ella, have you got a couple of elves at your house?
Yeah, we have 10.
10?
You have 10 elves?
Yeah.
How come you have so many elves? That's a lot. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, our grandma gave us some.
Aww.
Right.
She gave us 4, and then my sister has one, and I have one.
Okay.
And then those ones had babies,
Oh, they had elf babies.
Busy elf.
And there's also a naughty one.
Oh,
you got a naughty elf?
Yeah.
Is that okay. Your favourite one?
I like Crystal.
Crystal.
Okay. He's the original.
The original and the best.
The OGs. Ella, yeah. So you've got names for all 10 elves.
Yeah.
Can you name them for us quickly? Can you remember all their names? A lot of names to remember.
Yeah. Jackstar, Crystal, Julian, Ben, Lucy, Mabel, Cliff, Chris, and Decla.
Decla.
Wow.
Which one's the naughty one?
Jackstar.
Oh, of course.
Thanks for calling, Ella. I mean, that's a lot of elf action at one house.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of elves to find every morning in a new spot. I wonder if they all fly back to the North Pole together like a flock of birds.
Well, they're friends. They've had kids and
or
everything.
Or if they send one out, if just one goes off and then comes back. Anyway, hi, George.
Hello.
How old are you, George?
8.
8 years old. That's cool. A big age. Now, do you have an elf on the shelf at your house?
Yes, I have about 8, but I'm only going to talk about one.
Okay, which one? Is this your favourite?
I like all of them the same, but this was my first one named Donnie.
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 Your first elf. And when did you get Donnie? How many years ago?
I think 4 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing. Where was Donnie this morning when you woke up, George?
He was holding a card on top of a vase with a candle inside and he almost burnt his butt.
Great to have a guest in the studio finally, Maz.
Oh, yeah, the CEO of the Central Coast Mariners, Sean's just popped in just to say hi and tell us about Decemberfest. How are you going?
Great. It's so cool to be in person.
It is.
Actually see us here. It's fantastic. There's such a big buzz in the studios here. It's fantastic.
We've even got people in our office who are coming back for the first time in ages. So, Sean, you were saying out there it's buzzing out in the office.
Yeah,
even.
Absolutely. Everyone's sort of hugging and saying hi and, you know, people haven't even met before apart from Zoom. Yeah, so it's great.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so we've got a big month ahead for our Central Coast Mariners Decemberfest. There's loads of stuff going on in December.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done a collaboration with the Entertainment Grounds at the racecourse there to highlight. There's 11 events in December, so it's just a way to call out. And we're all doing it for Gaundy as a bit of a farewell tour.
I appreciate that.
Big party all through December for him. But,
I mean, I would expect nothing less for Gaundy's farewell to take an entire month and the whole calendar.
Thank you for taking my request on that, Sean. I appreciate that. So what's happening in December? What kind of stuff are we ticking off?
Okay, so there's 4 A-League games, which is great. First game against Sydney FC on December 12th. Big one against Western Sydney Wanderers on the 18th. There's 3 race day meets on the 23rd, the 29th, and New Year's Eve. The really exciting ones, Christmas Carols is back, so we're putting on Christmas Carols at the stadium.
Nice.
That's on the 17th. And that's headlined by Kirsty Lee Ackers from The Block.
Remember we spoke to her about the single that she launched in conjunction with The Block, and she's this like amazing country singer. She's great.
Yeah, so she's headlining that. That's awesome. And then the big news is that the New Year's Eve fireworks is back, so we'll be putting on the fireworks at 9 o'clock after the game. And then also Drifters, the new Drifters Wharf there.
Yeah,
the they're going to put on midnight fireworks. So we've got 9 o'clock and midnight fireworks.
They were cancelled last year, weren't they, because of COVID?
Yeah, we were able to do some at the stadium for the crowd that was there. Yep. But it's been cancelled and it's been off the radar for council. So we've got together with some great sponsors and partners and getting to put it on. So it's just a huge December. I know that the In Excess tribute band's playing at the racecourse on the 29th. So there's just loads, and I'm sure there'll be loads more that keeps coming.
It's lovely to have you here in person. It's more exciting to know that there's going to be fireworks on New Year's Eve. That is like the best news. I love fireworks. I'm usually asleep by 9 o'clock on New Year's, but I'll stay up for the fireworks this year.
Well, that's why they do both, right? They do it at 9 and then midnight, so the people that go to bed early can catch the action. So, yes. And it's awesome as well when you're at the game and you're watching and it happens over the water while the game's happening on New Year's.
Yeah.
It's quite the spectacle, right?
It is special. It is really special. New Year's Eve in Gosford is fantastic, and that's what really sort of brings Decemberfest all together. So the amount of people who go to the races, there's a shuttle bus from the races down to the footy, watch the 9 o'clock fireworks, and now they get to kick on through till midnight, and what a way to send off the year.
Sean, you've been dealing with COVID this whole time. How did Omicron make you feel when you heard that come through? Do we know much about that and how it's affecting
I
things?
I thought it was a Pokemon for my kids, right? I didn't.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. It's, hey, Dad, there's a new Pokemon. Yeah. No, Omicron. That's a COVID variant.
It looks like they're pushing ahead, though, which is good news.
Yeah, that's what right. We need you know, to do. We'll wait and see what this is really all about. But I think there's a lot less panic now. And I think everyone just wants to get back. Everyone wants to get back to sport and entertainment and concerts and music and get going again. So I don't think this will stop us.
100%. The only thing that I've really learnt from the Omicron variant is that people love going to KFC. There were like 11 KFC venues put on an alert as like close contacts from people who had that strain.
Yeah. They've been hitting up places all over the coast from what we've seen as well, which is a bit scary. But hey, tonight we're FFA Cup top 16 playing in Wollongong against Wollongong.
Yes.
It'd be great to get through to that next round.
Yeah, absolutely. The FFA Cup is something very special. It was generally meant to be a preseason tournament that's now in season. So it means that we've got really back-to-back games that's there. So if we get through and win, there's a chance we've got another home game that will add another event into December Fest. If we get through, the draw will be on Sunday. But big game against Wollongong. We've got some of our younger players rocking out there tonight. Monty's really, really passionate. So it's going to be a cracker. Make sure you get down there if you can get down to Wollongong. Otherwise, crack it on 10 play to watch it tonight.
So many games happening before we even get a home game at the stadium. I'm just hanging to get there. December 12th is the first one. So how does that work? Like with the FFA Cup, how do they decide where? Because that'd be great on the coast tonight.
Yeah, so what happens is if there's a non-A-League team, they always host it.
Right.
Every club in the country is able to participate, when you take an A-League club, the A-League club is always the away team.
I get you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I kind of like that vibe.
Yeah, they need all the money they can get, I guess. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think there'll be a huge crowd because Wollongong fans are real passionate.
Yeah.
They come to the game on the weekend where we're playing Wellington just to bag us out, just to let us know that we're coming to their home ground. So it's going to be pretty fired up down there.
Mate, that's what we do with Star FM too. We just go to their building and do the same. That's what we heckle each other. Hey, there's a Facebook page. It's called December Fest Central Coast. If you want to find out more, get those details, put them down. But plenty for the kids happening right across the summer period here on the coast and led by the Central Coast Mariners. Good luck tonight, Sean.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Thanks so much for having me in person. It's awesome.
Gaundy and Maz present the Op Shop Wedding.
$500 of Spotlight for our Caller of the Week, which you can pop under the Christmas tree for someone or use it yourself in some decorations for Christmas, of course.
100%. I mean, we're not going to tell you how to spend the money.
131060, the best bucks or hens you've ever been to is what we want to hear from you this morning on the show.
And like, if it was a bit of a disaster, you know, that's always fun to tell the story too.
Yes. Things go down at bucks and hens parties. We need to reveal to our couple, Casey and Shannon, what the plan is for the Bucks and Hens night. And look, the wedding is next Friday, so it's just over a week. But they join us again in the studio.
Casey and Shannon, you guys are getting married on our show in a frickin' op shop. Now, before we get to the wedding day, what normally happens a night or so or a week or so before the wedding day is...
Hens night.
Bucks party.
Hens night, bucks party. And we have organised your hens night and your bucks party. Do you want to hear what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. The excitement is real.
Well, Casey looks like she's doing the nervous laugh.
Ladies first.
I hope there's no strippers, though.
Babe, it's me. Come on. Give me a bit of credit. This is going to be a classy affair. So our hens night, we are having a paint and sip experience at Pinot and Picasso in Terrigal.
Stop it. Yes.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. So we've got a little like private room in an afternoon, catering for 10 people. There's some tipples for everyone who's there. And we are just going to paint and sip and hang and have a good old time together.
So good.
Is that bang on what you wanted?
Love it. Love
it. Yes. Good. Me too.
All right, Shannon, for the Bucks night, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Round up the boys because we have a table of 10 at Bay Road Brewing. We're going to be doing some trivia. We're going to go and do a trivia night at Bay Road Brewing all together, all the boys, table of 10, big Thursday night, not showing up to the show on Friday. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
That wasn't the deal.
Yeah.
You don't have to show up either.
That's it.
But ours is a really like casual hang, and I don't drink, so I have zero excuses. How come Maz isn't here?
Slept in.
Again.
But how does that sound? How does that sound for you? Can you round up some mates and we'll get together Thursday night? Have you been to Bay Road Brewing yet?
No, I haven't been, but I've got a few mates that have been there, so...
Yeah, it's one of the great little spots on the Central Coast. So we're going to have a great night. And believe it or not, your celebrant, who's Jimmy Love, hosts the night as well. So you'll get to know the celebrant before anyone else.
Awesome.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
He's perfect. So excited.
Yeah.
So, and I can tell that you internally, it's like confetti cannons going off in there. I can tell.
Bob Marley was poisoned by the CIA.
Avril died and was replaced by an Avril lookalike.
Ariana Grande is Beyonce's lost sister?
You're kidding, right?
This is Celebrity Conspiracy Theories.
Leave Britney alone!
Well, that always gets me, that one. I've got a new, very credible celebrity conspiracy theory to run past you guys. It involves a lot of audio, so I need everybody who's listening right now to just stop what you're doing and pay attention, because I believe this one. So the conspiracy theory is that rapper Nicki Minaj is actually just a sped up Jay-Z.
When she raps?
Yes.
Okay, so she raps and it's not her rapping, it's Jay-Z rapping.
This is not when she walks.
Yeah, it's Jay-Z in a Nicki Minaj costume getting around New York.
So when Nicki Minaj raps, they reckon it's actually not her, it's just Jay-Z, and they've sped Jay-Z up. Now, let me explain this by way of audio. Here is the song Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the boots up.
It's a banger. We all know and love.
Love. Yep. So I have audio of that exact part of Super Bass that has been slowed down. And then you tell me what that sounds like.
Take a listen.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at them dudes up. That coops up and chuck the deuce up.
I can hear a bit of Jay in there, and we did discuss off air.
Wait,
I said to you, Maz.
We call him Jay now.
Yeah, that's what we call him, Jay. Or Mr. Z.
Not Jay Sean.
Just Jay.
Jay.
I once called Jarul Jar. I said, hey, Jar.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did. After a gig. I said, Jar.
Hey, Jar.
Can I get a pic?
And what did he say?
He ignored me.
He said, no.
Nothing. He basically said nothing. But off air, I said to you, look, I don't know what this conspiracy is. But I did say, is the conspiracy that Nicki Minaj sounds like Jay-Z, like could be Jay-Z?
It is. That is the exact
so
theory.
That I'm into this one. I could see how Jay-Z would rap, speed it up, profit.
Okay. Yep. So that was a good example. I've got a better example. Now, this example is from MediaZone on YouTube. And what MediaZone have done is they've shifted the pitch in a software program called Virtual DJ. So what they've done is they've got this Nicki Minaj song, and you'll hear it, because what they do, I'm going to play you the song, and towards the end of it, you'll hear them shifting the pitch, and all they're doing is shifting the pitch of the song, and you will hear that it ends up sounding like Jay-Z. Take a listen.
I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put in on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes.
That's Jay-Z there. That's Jay. That's Mr. Z.
Doesn't that sound exactly like Nicki Minaj getting slowed down into Jay-Z?
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip it for you just in case you're not convinced. So we'll start here with the same bit of audio, but so continuing on, it's the slowed down bit, which they've done in pitch shift in Virtual DJ, and then they speed it up to Nicki Minaj.
In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring. Put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown. Yes. No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Yes. Clap for the heavyweight champ. Me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We. Young Money raised me. Grew up out in Paisley. Southside Jamaica. Queens and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood. Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters. Sorry that you couldn't faze me.
Convinced.
Convinced.
I'm convinced.
I am fully. And there are, there's more examples. If you want to have a bit of a dig, go. There's a YouTube channel, Media Zone. There's a few more examples. There's like a couple of 8-minute videos. They've got more in-depth examples than that. But I'm a believer.
Do they say why? Is it just to profit so that Jay-Z can make money in another avenue? I mean, why would they bother with this? Why would they do this?
His streaming service tanked and he needed the cash.
I mean, great. How good being Nicki Minaj, where you don't actually have to have any talent or do anything. You're just famous and rich and just don't have to rap.
Isn't that just a lot of people these days on Instagram?
The Flying Taxi. I want to get away.
Nope.
I'd be keen to put it to the test. I mean, let other people trial it first. And then by the time it's implemented at the Paris Olympic Games,
it's going to be A-OK.
I'll jump in it.
They are doing test flights at the moment, flying taxis in Paris. There's going to be 2 flight paths straight into the stadium, maybe not into the stadium, but to the Olympic Games. That's the reason that they're trialling this technology. The inventors, reckon it's going to be a good way to get around. It's sort of like a ferry in the sky. And I say, no, thank you very much. I would rather ride my bicycle.
I'll say, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, there's just not much. Tracy, would you be keen? We're just a bit of market research on the flying taxi. Would you be keen by 2024 to jump in one?
100%. I think it would be great fun.
Great fun.
Bit of fun?
Yeah.
Would you rather a human pilot or a robot, like one that was just autopilot, did itself? What would you have more trust in?
I don't know. Either one, actually. No, either one.
Either one. So long as it works.
I'd imagine the robot would be in the same sort of technology as the machine, so I'd give it a go.
Tracy, do you know what's fun? Trampolines are fun, and they're on the ground.
No, I broke my arm on one of those. No.
You broke your arm on a trampoline, and you're keen to get in a flying taxi? Wild, Tracy.
Yes. No, I think it would be great.
You're a wild child.
All right, we're locking Tracy in for the flying taxi. Let's go to Terry this morning on 131060. Bit of market research, Tezza. Are you jumping in the flying taxi?
Morning, Maz. Morning, Gorny.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm definitely am.
Are you?
He's in.
I think the technology's already half here already.
Half here? Don't you want it to fully be here, though?
Well, I mean, cars that stop automatically and keep you in their lane as it is, you know, and all the other sensors that they've got, the computerized version's virtually here already. So,
yes, but that's on the ground, right? Like I get the auto reverse park stuff that's going on in your car and the sensors and the screens and stuff. That's all on the ground.
You won't have any traffic jams.
Yeah, you won't have a traffic.
If they have a crash, they fall out of the sky.
And that's where I find the issue is for me.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully someone else and not us.
Well, the other stuff on the freeway right now, so, like, it'd be really handy.
It would be, really handy right now.
Yeah, Tez wants it now. It's December 1st today. It is officially Christmas.
It's great.
Yep.
I'm in. I've been on board for a couple of weeks, to be fair, but, like, now it's legit official. Dust off your decorations and stick them up around your house.
Embrace it, guys. It's an exciting time of year. We know Santa, he'd be super busy right now getting all the gifts ready.
Oh, yeah, this is his busiest
time. This would be prime making time, getting it ready for those kids.
100%.
And parents the same, you know, parents get their kids gifts as well. So that's all under the tree that ticks all those boxes. And we do know at the moment that delivery time, Santa's covered, he's good, he's got his sleigh, he's good, but there is delayed delivery times at the moment,
isn't there,
with COVID 100%. And stuff coming from overseas and all this sort of stuff. So it's a pretty hectic time. And I received a message from some friends who I won't name, so I don't want to give away the gift of joy. But they said to me, hey, we see you're in Phillip Island. You're coming back from Vic to New South Wales. Do you reckon you could pick up our Christmas gift for our son?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility on us.
Why was it in a different state?
Because he wanted a specific bike.
Oh.
So this is a bike you could only get from this store that he really wants.
Got it.
Apparently these are hot property too.
Okay.
So they message us and they say, hey, can you pick this up? And we said, of course. I mean, if his Christmas joy relies on us, we would love to do that. Let Gaundy Claws take care of it for you.
That is the creepiest nickname you've ever given yourself.
So Gaundy Claws.
Gaundy Claws.
Mr. and Mrs. Gaundy Claws steps in to pick up the bike. I'm thinking, oh, geez, I've got to handle this thing with care. I've got to get this thing back.
And is it boxed up or
it's
is
boxed
it
up.
Is it like already put together?
No, it's boxed up.
So it's in a box?
Yep, it's in a box.
Yep.
And on the day of pickup, we were told 4 p.m. is the closing time. That's what we were told. We were told 4 p.m., closing time. It's 4 p.m.
Closing time.
So what time do we leave? We leave around 2:30.
Yes.
I messaged my mate and I said, hey, man, we're leaving at 2:30. We're probably going to get there around 3:30. Maybe just message them just to make sure they're not leaving early on a Saturday. He says, no worries. Then we get a text message back.
Oh, dear.
Closing times are wrong. They shut at 2 p.m.
Stop it!
2 p.m.
It closes at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. on a Saturday and it's 2:30.
Oh!
It's shut. We're leaving that day.
No.
We're coming back. There's no turning back. So our little Christmas dreams are crushed. We're all like, oh, my God, the kid's going to miss out on the bike on Christmas Day. Oh,
I mean, there are other bikes, but that's not the one that the kid wanted, right?
He wants this one.
Do you feel like you ruined a kid's Christmas?
Well, I didn't get the closing time wrong, so I'm feeling okay at this point. But we need to make it happen. We need a Christmas miracle is what we need. And we've all agreed that, look, let's just leave it and hope for the best on delivery times. But we are still driving towards the bike shop in hope.
Okay.
Because we don't know.
I love this. Your Christmas spirit is alive.
Well, this is it.
This is like the crescendo of every good Christmas movie where you have to believe. And it's your belief that makes a Christmas miracle come true.
And that's all we have is our belief at this point, because at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, if someone's shutting, they're not coming back. No way. It's
Hell
the weekend.
No.
They're out of there.
Yeah, even if it means ruining a kid's Christmas dreams.
This is the miracle of Christmas, Maz. When you keep the hopes and dreams alive, they've managed to get a hold of the guy who runs the store. In the time that it's taking us to drive from Phillip Island to the store, we said, we'll just see how we go getting there. In the time it took, they managed to get hold of the guy. And the guy says, you know what? For this kid for Christmas, I've left for the day, I've left for the weekend, but I am coming back.
Yes.
I'm coming back to the store for you, and I'm going to be there so you can get the bike. So the Christmas miracle is back on.
Yes.
So we go and get the bike. We've got the bike. We've picked it up. We're coming back to New South Wales with the little Christmas miracle in tow.
It's a big Christmas miracle.
So the bike's picked up. We've done a few socials on our Instagram and stuff.
Oh.
And then my sister messages and says, that's the bike that Harry wants, my nephew, for Christmas.
Oh, no. Can you go and get another one?
We've left. We're well beyond the bike shop. So I'm in a position now where I'm thinking, okay, do I tell my friends that I've got the bike and give it to their kid, or do I keep it for my nephew and use that as the Christmas miracle for my own family, my own nephew? I'm in a conundrum here. What do I do?
One Christmas miracle.
Yes.
Two children's hearts.
This is it. And my nephew wants that particular bike as well. So what do? I've got the bike in my possession.
Oh, you haven't decided what you're doing?
No, I've got it in my possession.
Just sell it on eBay.
Yeah, an eye profit.
Take the cash.
Take the cash and run.
Santa will do the rest.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Well, there's one job in the world I will never be able to do, and that is to be an elegance expert and educator.
Can anyone in Australia? I feel we're all a bit rough around the edges, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and that's part of our charm.
It is.
Why people love us.
That's right.
Anna Bay is an elegance expert and educator, and she's been teaching women how to transform their lives to enjoy a more refined personal presence and lifestyle.
Just women? Blokes could use this too, surely.
Blokes could use
Come
this
on.
Too. Surely.
Surely, fellas.
So, here's some audio from one of her videos, which is explaining what we should be doing at the bar.
If you're not using these 10 words and phrases regularly, then you might not be as elegant as you think. Let's talk about alcoholic beverages such as Prosecco and champagne. And you know that they should always be called Prosecco or champagne? You should not be using phrases like, "Oh, I would like to have a glass of bubbly, please."
Public enemy number one. So terms like smashing cans, get on the tinnies, chugging, which are all common phrases.
Goon casket, you know, the straight out of the box. What about that?
Goonbag.
Goonbag.
Unacceptable. Aww. I mean, Anna Bay would be horrified at the language that I have used to say, let's go get on the cans in the park.
Yeah. Smash a few.
So that's that one. So Prosecco and champagne should always be called Prosecco and champagne. And it sounds like, according to Anna Bay, you're not allowed to drink anything else. That's it. They're the only two options.
I hate champagne.
No Jaeger bombs for Anna Bay.
I'd love to see Anna Bay on the Jaeger bombs. Responsibly.
Responsibly.
Get lit.
Okay.
Responsibly.
Shall we do another one?
Please.
She's banging on about abbreviations.
Number two that I've learned, and that is to avoid abbreviations, because speaking of nicknames, it doesn't sound as elevated when you, as an example, say PJs instead of pajamas or uni instead of university.
That's all we do.
I know.
That's all we do.
So, you know, the other day when you were like totally in Barrow.
Oh, that's right. Say that. I did say that.
And I was like, is embarrow a shortened version for the word embarrassing? And you said, yes, it is. And I said, is that a thing? And you said, yes, it is. I don't know if it's a thing.
She wouldn't even know what I meant by that, I don't think.
No. So you can't say telly for the television? Got to say TV. That, I mean, that'd just really annoy her.
This is why I'd hate to be English.
She's not English.
Oh, where's she from?
She's got an accent from some other European
country. Oh. Well, is she Russian, is she? Is she putting on a fake English accent? Oh, she's a fraud.
That's not an English accent.
Isn't it?
Take another listen.
Hang on.
Point number two that I've learned, and that is to avoid abbreviations. Because speaking of nicknames, it doesn't sound as elevated when you, as an example, say PJs instead of pajamas or uni instead of university.
That's not an English accent.
Maybe I just associate fancy, elegant people from the UK, British, London, I don't even know.
The irony is that Iggy Azalea is Australian.
Putting on an American accent.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.